morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on Newstalk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. And that's the newly designed kenmoreteam.com. We've been doing some updates. We've increased the way that you can search for homes out there. It's been a huge project. We're still wrapping up some of the details, but you can get the new look of kenmoreteam.com there. A lot of new added features we wanted to upgrade with the technology, being able to search by polygons, mapping, drawing maps wow. around specific neighborhoods that you want at your leisure so that you are immediately notified of those listings on your own schedule. So a lot of new functions to the website. We're super excited about it, and it means more buyers that we are able to expose and bring to our sellers' listings. So
that big word, polygon.
Yes. So that wow. was a loaded part of the introduction there. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Also, a very special thank you to John and Garrick Russell with Professional Investment Management Services for filling in. I was in a bind last week, and it really helped out to have him in here. And when you know, it made me think about being gone and that support, and Garrick and John doing that. That it really comes down to how important your support network is when you can't be at those places.
Exactly.
And so, as it put those things into perspective, I thought, great show idea.
There you go.
So, we're going to talk about, after we get through some of our normal segments, we're going to talk about the importance of having a team in place for your home buying and sale needs in the fourth quarter. Garrick also, I talked to him before the show just to double check. Hey, how'd things go last week?
I just turned on the mic and let him go.
And he wanted to make sure I gave a thank you out to all of the listeners. He's actually booked a couple of appointments with you listeners out there to talk about those needs. So I definitely encourage anybody that is in that position with their investments to do that. He does a great job. He works on our stuff, and so I can personally say that I have great experience with the job he's done. So he wanted me to let all the listeners know, thanks for going easy on him.
And, oh, he did great.
And he had a great time on the show. So, as always, we're back with our real estate segments. The national, I always like to do kind of a national segment. Sometimes we'll do a celebrity house, but I thought jumping on the bandwagon, and since it's every other commercial you're hearing right now is about some sort of political candidate, I thought I would jump in there, give it a real estate slant on it. And kind of do, I ran across a great article. I was searching on Zillow.com. I ran across a great article that talked about, let's take a look at some of the housing issues that the candidates, that the presidential candidates are going to have to contend with in the swing states. Because we haven't heard them talk a lot about these issues during the debates and in the forefront. They haven't had to. They've kind of been able to sneak by a little bit on some of the housing issues. But in some of the swing states where they're really going to need some votes, let's see how housing might have played into. Let's start with Colorado. Colorado's has done very well. It's actually only down relatively a modest 6.4% from the housing market's peak. Over the last year, that actually value has actually risen by more than 5%.
Wow.
And the number of homeowners who are underwater in their mortgage is still quite a bit, though. It's 1 in 4 in Colorado.
Ooh.
But that's better than the 1 in 3 average among the 9 battleground states. So, and Obama actually won Colorado in 2008, if we remember, despite the history of generally voting Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a state that's really going to be taking a look at policies. Florida, most infamous swing state, and is among the hardest hit when we look at real estate and housing. Even though the prices have rebounded a little bit this year, they are still down. They are still down to, get this. This is just shocks me. The median Florida home price right now is down to $127,600.
Wow.
That's down more than half from the peak in 06 of $258,000.
A lot of the prognosticators, though, are already predicting which way Florida goes, and a lot of it has to do with retirement, Medicare, and we won't continue to open that.
Exactly. Now, housing could be, as they swing through and talk about housing issues, housing's going to be a big deal for that state and for how the candidates respond to that, because 44% of homeowners in Florida owe more than their house is worth. More than their house is worth. If I had to go visit with 44% of the folks I talk to every day and tell them that their house is worth less than what they owe, I'm not sure how long I'd be able to continue.
Yeah.
You'd have to call Steve Davis. It would not be an exciting time period. So, Florida, big housing slant when we look at that. New Hampshire was Obama 1 in 08. Romney actually has a vacation home there, interestingly enough, and owns a vacation home there. But still, crazy. 1 in 3 mortgage holders underwater, and they're about average with the other states. Then we hit the last one I wanted to talk about where it's going to be a big issue, and Romney's repeatedly stopped in Nevada. Nevada has the nation's highest unemployment rate right now at 11.8%, and the worst housing market. Home values there down 58.8% from 6 years ago.
Wow.
Median home value there, very similar to Florida. Once worth 313, now valued at 129, with 65% of the homeowners underwater. One third of that 65%, McKay, owe more than double the value of the home.
Oh, wow.
So, prices have started to rebound in those markets.
I wonder what Harry Reid's house is.
I'll try to find that out for the next show. So, just a different slant on things. We always like to kind of jump in here, post a real estate slant on things. And once again, now looking at that, housing markets in swing states could be a big issue. And keep your ears open as you listen through the next couple weeks. You might hear some of those references to housing and what the candidates' plans are due to help some of those swing state voters as they try to push through towards the end of the election. So that is our national housing news. But back to our topic, what happened? I was out of town for a bit. The big thing that I wanted to talk about was the importance of having a team in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
It was really interesting because it was great. We had an investor that was in town. They were on their schedule buying rentals. They've had great success here with purchasing investment property and renting. We've worked with them in the past. Even though I was gone, our team was able to step in. We showed them over 12 houses, and now they're under contract on another one in the portfolio of rentals that they're buying. So it's just great that things like that can happen. Even though I was gone, our buyer's agents put 4 new homes under contract and then sold another 4 listings. So a lot of business still happening, even though we weren't physically here. So I was going to talk about the benefits of that. What's happening with the team and how things are kind of set up. So you can only imagine, we've talked in the show that throughout a transaction, there is going to be an average of 20 other service providers that have to be touched.
Wow.
So when you look at what might happen in a normal setup, a normal agent scenario, you might have one or two deals going, you get 2 new listings, and you might maybe sell a buyer a house. Well, once that's happened, you now have 80 service providers to talk to, coordinate, and organize over the next couple months. Well, what can happen in that scenario? Sometimes people get bogged down. I mean, they're kind of done. You know, they're kind of at capacity with just a couple deals there. And so what we've done is we've looked at that system and said, okay, how can we put specialists in place that do the same thing on a daily basis? And then they become experts at those exact parts of the transaction that they do, and then increase the exposure to the listing. So I wrote down 4 points that I'm like, okay, what are we trying to do What is the point of what we're trying to do, and why have we set up this team atmosphere like this? One, we always want lots of signs up. The more signs we have up in the community, the more calls and more leads that we can generate, so that we are capturing buyers and then exposing them to your properties. So that's a big deal, is how can we find a way to capture more buyers out there? And that's a big thing we're focusing on for our sellers and for our buyers, so we can end up giving them better service. I wrote down that you still have to have the next 2 points, a major media presence. You've got to have a presence. You've got to have a presence in some of the older media, like the print. You've also got to have a huge, huge web presence. One of the reasons we were talking about the newly designed website, because we're constantly refining that. It wasn't very long ago that we had launched a new website. I say not very long ago, but it was over 2 years ago, and the technology had changed so much that we couldn't keep up with the new tools that were there on that platform, and that's forced us to bring the best new technology we could to the market so that we have, you know, those increased searches, timing, getting results out faster to our clients, and then having a better way to analyze their portfolio so we can help them find a new home. So the web presence issue is huge. And then the last one is really just our system for the buyer, making sure their questions get answered, making sure they have good follow-up there, and making sure, for instance, in times like this, when I'm doing the show here, there might have, and there always is, people that have appointments. This is a great time for them to be out looking for houses. Even though I'm here doing the show, we're still getting those houses shown and responding to those inquiries with our team. So I wrote down a couple points to how we have how we've broken that up. And number one is also when you hire us, you also get access to both of our buyer specialists. We've got Jeremy Osmus and we've got Cindy Patrick on our team. They're phenomenal agents with multiple years of experience in the community and helping buyers. What happens is they become dedicated to you as your buyer's agent. Mm-hmm. They sit down with you. They know your preferences. And their job becomes find you that perfect house. What's nice is that is a huge job. That is a focus on yeah. finding that house. What's nice is what they're not worrying about is they're not worrying about faxes to the lenders. They're not worrying about scheduling inspectors, letting them into the house. They are focusing on finding you your next great house. And then we have other licensed agents stepping in to handle those specific aspects for you. So you're truly in that huge, important time of looking, getting a dedicated buyer specialist to meet your needs at that time period. Also, very specifically and importantly, both of them have huge backgrounds in new construction. So we're also, if someone's going through a construction process like that, they have multiple years of experience of here's the number of houses we have built from coming out of the ground, defining the lot, to coming out of the ground to finish, so that they are available to answer those questions for you in that process and represent you in that new construction build. So that is number one who we're dealing with there on the team. The second team member that I wrote down is we have a web specialist and office manager. And she is I can say this, I think, without getting in trouble, that she's the best looking person on the team. And that's because I'm married to her. So yeah, I also work with my wife. Karen's a fully licensed agent, invested in our business, and what she does is she is always monitoring Craigslist ads, our websites, working on implementing these strategies for the web presence, and then at the same time managing the back end of the office so that we can concentrate on buying and selling property, and not, you know, when did the last sign bill get paid and who's doing that. So an overall licensed agent managing the business that can also step in when someone else isn't available and answer those important questions. I do say licensed a lot during the show because that is an important distinction that we make. I want to make sure that there's a lot of education that goes into becoming licensed. There's a lot of continuing education with trends to becoming licensed. So I want to make sure that folks know when they walk into our office or they talk to somebody on our phone, we don't just have somebody answering the phones, you know, and coordinating those calls. We actually have a licensed agent that when needed to can step in, handle that for you immediately, because there's a lot of things that unlicensed people cannot do. There's a lot of legal requirements of what you can say, how you can help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's as crazy as really there's a lot of debate about if someone calls in and asks for the number of rooms or prices on a house, you think that would be an easy thing to just look up real quick and respond. But that is information. If that's information they can only get out of our MLS system, if you're not licensed, you don't have access to that system. And then you technically shouldn't be giving out that information. And a lot of times, the big thing is, too, we never want to worry about crossing that line. So we want to make sure we can answer your questions as fast as possible. So we go through a lot of extra costs, a lot of extra training, to make sure that you can speak with somebody that's licensed. And what that does is that increases our turnaround time, so you're getting your questions answered faster.
And there's more accountability, too.
There really is, because we do have to maintain those licenses and that education. And
you're going to trust somebody with a license as opposed to some guy sitting behind a cardboard box like a lemonade stand.
Lemonade stand, exactly. So our goal is just to provide a little bit higher-level service there, and that's one of the huge, huge ways that we do it. So two important parts to the team. We've got three more huge parts we're going to talk about after the break. Plus, amazing, once again, amazing new property listed. I've got a great pick three. We've got some investment homes. We've got some wonderful homes. When we come back after the break, I'm going to go over our pick three and some amazing new inventory on the market
right here on East Talking 7.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. John, we're running over time. You got to tell me when I'm running long.
You were on a roll.
I got started talking about political housing trends, and man, you just let me get out of control the first segment.
Well, I'm not about to jump in front of the steamroller.
Okay, good. Well, let's kick off the second segment with our pick three.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I don't run out of time to talk about great property. We've picked up some amazing new listings. Number one that I'm going to talk about is just one of the favorite neighborhoods we have to sell in, and that's in Kennewick Park, just up there above Columbia Center.
Very nice.
You've got Sunset View Elementary right there, the park right there. It's so close to everything, and we have an amazing new listing out there, 8814 West Deschutes Drive. This is almost a 1,400-square-foot home, three-bedroom, two bath, and I tell you what, when it's a little cold right now, but when things heat up in the spring, you're not going to believe in this size of house, in this price range, they have a beautiful in-ground pool.
Ooh.
And so it's just been fabulously maintained, plus the house has been completely updated. You've got updated kitchen, new cabinets, new counters, fireplace in the family room, great master suite with his and her closets and updated bathrooms. I mean, this really, you're getting the amazing location, the mature landscaping, and a pool, and we're coming in on that at $164,900.
Wow.
I mean, it is a fabulous, fabulous property. Okay, pick number two. All I can say is view. If you have been thinking about looking at a view home, 30 River Shore Drive. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home with a huge basement with an entertaining area, almost an acre, 0.77 of an acre, landscaped, and it's north of Pasco. It's just 200 feet off the Columbia River.
Ooh.
You sit up on the bluff, you have this amazing view of the river. I mean, when you're out there, it's hard to concentrate for me on taking measurements for the bedrooms and stuff. I keep just standing at the window going, oh my gosh, this is where you could live. So you've got an amazing view out there, just over 3,200 square feet, and that is priced at $369,000.
Wow.
And for a river view like that, with what you're getting, river view, acreage, stucco, three-car garage, $369,000, we're coming in at about $115,000 a square foot. And for all of that you're getting, there's a reason this is on the pick three. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal house.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had quite a few showings out there, so a ton of activity in the first couple days. But that is definitely one to take a look at if you've been wanting a view home, view of the river, in a nice, quiet neighborhood north of Pasco. Fabulous, fabulous listing. All right, investors, rentals, or even first-time home buyers, listen up. This next one is totally for you. We've sold numerous of houses in this development. I'd love to sell in this development, and we have a brand new listing, and it's at 2704 Jason Liu. And so this is in South Richland, right off of the Queensgate exit out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all the new shopping, the Targets, the Walmarts, the Home Depot, everything close by. You're in the South Richland corridor. And this is a little two-bedroom, two-bath with an office area that you could put a door on and make a third bedroom if you wanted to very easily. It's a little townhouse community there right off of Keene and Queensgate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 2704 Jason Loop, 1,233 square feet. And you're getting all of that in that neighborhood for $135,000.
Wow.
If you've wanted to go to South Richland, be next to all of the new shopping, close to the freeway, easy commute to work. I mean, you can be anywhere. It's like 6 minutes from my office for that location, and I'm right by Columbia Center Boulevard.
Wow.
I mean, you can go either direction, and I beg to find something for $135,000 out there
in
that range. So there's a reason why we love to sell in that development. These are great listings. We'd love to show those off. So please, if any of those pique your interest or you know somebody looking in those price ranges, once again, KenMorteen.com or 727-8977. We'd love to jump over there and show you any one of those houses. So great, great new inventory. We've been talking about the importance of a team in the fourth quarter, how it's structured to that so that we can – one of the reasons that something that happens in the business with real estate agents or if you're new to the business or haven't been in the business a lot – And I think any type of outside sales type of business, people run into this, is that it's very easy for someone to end up working 7 days a week and become super frazzled. And then they become ineffective and not working as well as they do those hours. So one of the nice parts about having a team and having a licensed team like we do is it gives us a chance to rotate days off for our team so that people can take their vacation days when they need to, so they can take that time off that they need to, so that they are fresh, ready to work for you and go crazy on the days that they are there. So one of the reasons having the licensed assistants that we have, having the team set up that we have, is so that we can create a better environment for the service that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about having a web specialist. We talked about having two buyer specialists. And then we come to the next position, and that's really just a listing coordinator. And this position is so important because there's a lot of things that happen that really requires you to many times spend most of the day working on these items. And that is updated flyers for your property, making
mm-hmm.
sure those flyer boxes can empty out over the weekends. You know, there's design, print work, getting those flyer boxes restocked is a huge deal. Recording these descriptions of your property on our 1-800 call signs, on our texting service,
mm-hmm.
So that all of those descriptions are recorded. And then also doing another step of monitoring on feedback and websites. Getting feedback from the agents and then also checking to make sure, because you can put something out there on 80 different websites, but following up with the material to make sure the beds, baths are correct, it really becomes a full-time job.
Yes.
So there are so many different avenues for advertising that following up and making sure those items are corrected when possible. And I don't know how Galen does it, because I would get super frustrated sometimes when you've got a national website and the data gets pulled wrong and you're trying to trace down how we can change it. Sometimes the answer is we can't. But we do our best to look into that and then try to make an effort to get it changed if we possibly can. So, yes, definitely I'm glad there are people out there that are more patient with those types of items than I am. And so we've hired Galen, and she does a great job with taking care of that and making sure those questions are answered. So that's a huge position, and it really helps things stand out. when I'm, you know, doing the advertising, working on the marketing, doing the show like we're doing now, we have great backup in that case. And then the next position, the last one that I wanted to talk about today and kind of the importance of having this on your team is having a closing coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you are really just beginning when you get that contract signed. Because what happens is you come into what's called the 45-day stretch of stress. I mean, there is a lot to go on. That's where those 20 different service providers and touches come into play. And really having somebody that is focused on, okay, what exactly do we have to do from now till closing? When can we get that, you know, when can we get that inspector out there? Why hasn't the lender ordered the appraisal yet? Where are those check stubs we have? Why don't we have the updated payment stub for, you know, for the borrower? So we really like to make sure that we go down our checklist and that we have somebody dedicated to making sure, like, their only job at that point is to make sure you get to closing successfully. And so that's a huge position, and that kind of shows the framework of what happens after we've gotten that contract in place on the house. And so that kind of gives a little perspective of the importance of having a team in place at that point. Making sure our clients are served at the highest level we possibly can. And, you know, it's just shocking sometimes because even with that being the case, we make mistakes. You know, it happens sometimes. And so, you know, we try to refine those systems as best as possible, put a new system in place so that doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
But putting that all in place, it gives us a great idea and somebody to step in if one of us has tripped or fallen down, which totally happens in life. Somebody else is there to grab us, pick us up, and help make it still a successful outcome. And so that's always our end goal. Is it really, in our mind, it takes this so that we can get to that point where you're putting that key in the lock for the first time and stepping into your house. And that, I tell you, that those are, sometimes I tell Chris as the closing coordinator, you know, she's taken all our glory. There's occasionally we'd like to turn that key over. So we love to share in that response and putting people in houses and getting people moved to where they need to go. At the end of the day, that is absolutely the best possible feeling. That's why we come to work every day. So, we appreciate. I really appreciate the team, what they've done, how we're growing, and how they're operating together. So, not only is it important to have a team, it's important to me personally because there's a lot of great support in our office. So, we also appreciate our listeners. Our radio listeners have also become a huge part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, when I started this and embarked on this journey, I didn't think that would happen the way it has. But the amount of referrals that we're getting from you as the listeners, your calls, your questions, and what you've brought to us has just been tremendous. So can't thank you guys enough. It gives me great perspective when we get those calls. I really appreciate you supporting Garrick when he was on the show and doing business with him. And so as part of the team, all of the listeners out there, we thank you. And we will be back next week with an exciting new topic. I've got a great guest coming in next week, and I can't wait to introduce him to the listeners and talk about more real estate next week
right here on Lynch Talk 870.